Massachusetts Health and Human Services Secretary John Polanowicz and his wife Kathleen arrived at the Save-A-Lot grocery store in Springfield on Wednesday with a shopping list and a limited amount of cash to spend for a week's worth of food.
We need onions.
All right. Just one?
No, a couple.
All right, so...
As they went up and down the aisles, filling their shopping cart with a dozen eggs, instant oatmeal, a bag of potatoes, some apples, carrots, a loaf of bread, peanut butter and jelly, they were careful to choose store-branded or generic items over national brands that typically have a higher price.
We need to put the Goya expensive beans back and then get the lentils.
This shopping trip could not cost more than $31.50 per person, which is the average weekly benefit under the federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, colloquially known as food stamps. Polanowicz and his wife were shopping for themselves and their daughter, who's home from college. The total grocery bill came to $53.41, which left them with more than $40 to spare. Polanowicz said he hopes the experiment will give him some perspective.
As we're advocating for these programs and the individuals who are on these programs, I thought it would help me.
Polanowicz is one of many public officials and other people across the country who are participating in the SNAP Challenge, a campaign by anti-hunger advocates to promote the importance of the program. Participants can eat only what they purchase on their food stamp budget and cannot accept free food, such as from the buffets often found at government functions, or let someone treat them to a dinner out at a restaurant. The SNAP program is facing billions of dollars in potential cuts as the U.S. House debates the Farm Bill. Critics say food stamps foster a culture of dependency.
In Boston, they're taking up... The idea of welfare reform, we're looking forward to working with the individuals in the building because we know that the system that we have right now, we're barely getting by with it, and we can do better. We can do better with the program, we can do better on program integrity, and we can do better for the people of the Commonwealth.
Polanowicz said one in eight people in Massachusetts, or about 880,000 people, receive federal SNAP benefits that average $237 a month. 33% of the recipients have jobs. 15% are over age 60. Polanowicz, who lives in Northborough, a suburban bedroom community between Worcester and Boston, said he chose to shop at the Save-A-Lot in Springfield to credit the national discount grocery chain for locating in so-called food deserts, which are typically low-income areas lacking sources of healthy nutrition. Sean Tomlin, a spokesperson for Save-A-Lot, said about 15% of the chain's shoppers use food stamps.
It is not really just about those individuals that may be using the SNAP from a public assistance perspective, but we have a lot of customers that are kind of in between that. They have a larger family. They may not qualify for public assistance, but I promise you they're watching their dollars when they're shopping, and they are just as interested and under time, you know, constraints and under financial constraints to make sure that their budgets stretch, but that also they're able to provide their families with what they consider to be wholesome meals.
Tomlin said prices in Save-A-Lot stores average 40% less than other supermarkets. The stores stock fewer items and don't have such supermarket staples as on-site bakeries, delis, and already cooked meals. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.